That was Some Enchanted Evening, some music from South Pacific there with Il Divo, and that's some of the music you will be hearing very soon in Burlington, Saturday, November 15th, 7:30 p.m. at the main theater there. I'll have a wonderful set of performers joining me. I'll be at the piano doing a little hosting. It's also Julie Nasralla and Gino Quillico. I'm thrilled to welcome a true icon of the operatic stage, both to the show and also to the jukebox today, a Canadian baritone whose career has spanned more than four decades. He has sung leading roles at the world's greatest opera houses, including the Metropolitan, Opéra de Paris, La Scala, and so much more. Welcome, Gino. Welcome back to the jukebox.
Yes. Hi, Daniel. Happy to be back.
I am so excited to be sharing the stage once again with you. You've had such a storied operatic career. And on November 15th, you're part of a program titled Some Enchanted Evening, a celebration of musical theater, past and present. And I wanted to ask you, what draws you to the world of musical theater, the great American songbook, beyond the opera stage?
Yes, well, it's something I actually did right from the beginning of my career while I was starting opera. I was actually singing some Broadway evenings at Ontario Place in Toronto.
Orchestra.
And then I even went to the Ravinia Festival, I think it was with the Boston Symphony, and they brought me there, and I was singing, you know, some of the big classics. You know, Broadway takes voice, especially these old great classics. You need voice.
A lot of voice, yeah. And I was going to ask you, do you have to adjust your approach vocally, stylistically, kind of more theatrical?
Yes, you've got to work better on the text. You have to soften the sound, not sing it too operatic. You can keep the vocal quality, but you don't keep like singing an opera. No, it's much softer in the voice, and text is much more important than the opera world.
Right. Well, looking back at your illustrious career, world renowned, the biography mentions that you made your European break very early, and you were signed at Opéra de Paris back in your 20s. Is there kind of a turning point from those early years that, you know, stays with you today?
Definitely a turning point, because it was not just getting my big break in Europe and one of the big major opera houses, but also the opera house where I actually saw my father sing for the first time when I was a little boy. So it was very sentimental to me.
For sure. Louis Quillico, of course, the famed baritone. Yeah. And growing up in such a musical family, has your personal journey, you know, has that affected you, you know, having this world-renowned baritone in the house, maybe some surprises along the way? What was that like growing up?
My childhood is a dream. It's music, my parents working in the living room, me sitting under the piano sometimes listening to them, and then seeing my father for the first time on stage, costume, makeup, and fake swords, fake sets. It's like going to Disneyland for a little kid, you know?
Wow.
So, the only hard part was the traveling around. We moved a lot, and so I went to English school, French school, Italian school, till my parents finally realized we better put them in English school because it's now the major language around the world. And
a lot of travel. Fascinating on one hand, but nice to settle a little bit from time to time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I still haven't settled.
Work in progress. Well, let's enjoy that little special moment, settling in with some of the great classics. That's November 15th. They'll be here before we know it. Wow. Saturday, November 15th, 7:30. So excited. Have you worked with Julie before?
Yes, I worked with Julie before. I've known her for quite some time. We've done some opera together, but also a couple of musical, and Christmas as well. We've done that.
Yeah, I know. You're up here in Collingwood, and the audience still talks about it to this day. They loved your energy on stage. Absolutely.
I hope I can bring the same energy for this show. It's very different.
Oh, for sure.
Musical comedy. But we are surprising the audience with a few little extras that
Yeah, let's talk about the program.
Yeah, South Pacific, Carousel, A Chorus Line, Les Misérables, Showboat, A Star Is Born, My Fair Lady, West Side Story. So you're getting your full of Broadway music, but then we surprise you with a couple of operatic pieces, and Julie with a couple of jazz, and me with a little bit of Italian music. So
Oh, what a potpourri.
I'd like to say it's an enchanted evening.
It sure will be. It sure will be. Well,
and then Daniel, of course, you're beautiful piece of I should mention Stuart Harrison, who will be accompanying us as well at the piano.
Absolutely, yes. Terrific ally there. Great to have him. Well, I'm thinking, where do I fit in now? I'm going to have to calm down the program. Maybe that's my I'll calm things down with some.
You're starting it, so you got to get it going. It's your.
I got to get it going at the beginning,
Daniel, I'm putting the pressure on you.
I know I've been asked to start with the Carousel Waltz. There's this wonderful Stephen Hoff arrangement. That'll set the tone, but then I'm just going to come in and just, you know, give something a little more. Now I'm thinking maybe I should play the Gymnopédie or something calming with all this repertoire. Anyway, well, we'll be improvising there on stage, won't we?
Oh, yeah.
It's always a lot of fun.
Got to make them feel like they're in the living room with us and we're all
having
a great time.
That's it. Well, you have mentioned some great jukebox classics that we love. West Side Story, Carousel, South Pacific. Is there something on the program that just really resonates with you? You know, it just makes you feel joyful, you know, puts you in the zone. Any special work that means a lot to you?
They're so beautiful. There's so many that bring close to me, like Les Misérables, because I did like 150 performances of Les Misérables. I actually performed it for the 400th anniversary of Quebec. So singing the prayer, Bring Him Home by Jean Valjean is very touching for me. West Side Story is because I worked with Leonard Bernstein, and that's so, you know, I mean, I didn't sing from West Side Story with him, but I almost got the record, the one that Jose Carreras did, the classic version.
Oh, wow.
But it didn't work out because I was recording La Boheme at the same time, so I couldn't get away. But, so that holds something dear to me as well because of the genius of Leonard Bernstein in that piece.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just a masterpiece. And I'm glad you're doing a solo from there, too, so...
Yeah, and what was it like working with Bernstein? So close up, you know, the legend.
Oh, it's like working with God.
Yeah.
you shut up, you listen to what he says.
Shut up and listen.
You're in admiration and that's it. All I did was one aria with him. It was an evening, a gala evening. So there were many maestros and he was part of it. So I got to perform with him, but it was fabulous, you know.
Yeah, well, speaking, those kind of personalities kind of put you in a zone.
Yeah, talk about an energy guy. I mean, this guy was like beaming with energy, you know.
Beaming, right. Mm. Amazing. Well, you're going to bring some of that energy to us. Burlington Performing Arts Center. Get your tickets at burlingtonpac.ca. That is next Saturday, November 15th, 7:30 p.m. at the main theater. Still some tickets available. So we look forward to seeing you there. Yeah, anything happening outside, maybe non-operatic in your world?
Oh, yes. Well, it's not operatic. It's a story of my family. It's called An Opera in Three Acts. It's based on a book. And I basically narrate. It's almost like a documentary singing narration by Gino Quilico with video clips. And I operate the actual PowerPoint presentation and everything with a remote control on stage and my computer and a pianist. And so that's very personal for me because this is the 100th anniversary of my father's birth. He was born in 1925. Oh. He would be 100 years old today. Yeah. So that's close to my heart.
For sure.
And then next year I'm doing some teaching. I don't know if I'm allowed to announce any of it, but I'm doing teaching.
Yeah. Well, I've also invited you to our youth academy up here in Collingwood. So we look forward to that.
Exactly. Okay. So I can announce
that. It's official now. Yeah.
I look forward to coming there and teaching the
amazing.
And then I go right after you. I actually go to California and teach at Napa Valley and another school over there.
Amazing.
So that's part of my life now, teaching as well.
Yes.
Passing on the Quilico talent from my father to me to the next generation.
And lucky for us, we get a glimpse inside your home with this documentary coming up. That sounds fabulous. Can't wait to hear more about that. We'll definitely update our listeners when we get there.
Maybe come back to Collingwood with that.
Oh, that's a good idea. God, we'll look out for that. All right, Gino. Hey, I look forward to sharing the stage with you very soon.
Me too, Daniel.
Let's make this memorable, and it will be an incredible event with Julie also blossoming, Stu, and you on that stage. So that's burlingtonpac.ca. Get your tickets there. We look forward to seeing you there. I've been speaking with Gino Quillico, the award-winning, legendary now, Canadian baritone. So that's some enchanted evening coming your way to Burlington Performing Arts. Have a great afternoon out there. Get some rest this weekend.
Thank you.
See you in the spotlight.
See you soon. Goodbye.
All right, cheers. Bye.